Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Friday morning, 28 degrees with a wind chill of 14. It's cold and it's a little wet out there. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple held his weekly news briefing Thursday outside City Hall downtown. He says during the pandemic, efforts are underway to make sure the city's homeless population is part of the community's continuum of care.
Humankind and Unity Rescue Mission is making sure their clients are maintaining physical distancing, using temperatures, taking temperatures, and isolating those who display any symptoms. The City Public Housing Department is looking at our funding resources and potentially relocating funding to help the homeless population.
In other community efforts, Wichita State University utilizing some of its resources to produce masks for medical use.
United Way of the Plains President and CEO Pat Hanrahan tells KNSS News the agency's 211 hotline is helping callers who suspect they have COVID-19.
People are calling, and if they think they might have COVID-19, we're going through a series of questions with them. You know, do you have a cough? Do you have a fever? Things like that. If they match all the right answers on the questions, we will refer them to the county health department.
Hanrahan says 211 is averaging one call per minute during the pandemic. Pat Hanrahan is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt and U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister have announced a state-federal partnership to investigate and prosecute scammers attempting to prey on Kansans during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Coordinating information and manpower will allow the agencies to more quickly verify allegations and prosecute those who are profiteering off of the crisis. The Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division will work directly with two prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office designated for handling COVID-19 related matters. Anyone with information about COVID-19 related scams or price gouging should file a complaint with the Attorney General's Office online at ag.ks.gov or by calling 800-432-2310.
Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan reporting.
The cruise ships Zaandam and Rotterdam have finally been allowed to dock in Florida. Several passengers on board are sick. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports it wasn't easy ending that nightmare trip.
It took several hours of political wrangling before the ships were finally allowed to dock in Fort Lauderdale. Nine people on board the Zaandam tested positive for COVID-19. The critically ill were taken by ambulances to local hospitals, and the 50 or so passengers with symptoms will stay on board until they're medically fit to travel. The other 1,200 guests will depart the ship on Saturday and be flown to their various cities and countries.
Passengers and crew on board the ships have been reported experiencing influenza-like symptoms since March 22nd.
Mask manufacturer 3M is under fire for selling medical masks overseas while there's a shortage of them here in the U.S. Fox's Leland Vittert reports.
It all started with the Florida Director of Emergency Management who tweeted at 3M, "I have money, you have masks, yet you won't sell them to me. Stop selling to foreign governments." He was referring to this report in Forbes magazine as they investigated the manufacturing, broker, and dealer networks of masks. And it said in that report, on one day, 280 million masks from warehouses around the United States had been purchased by foreign buyers and were earmarked to leave the country. We have the presidential tweet. "We hit 3M hard today after seeing what they were doing with all their masks. PACT all the way." PACT, he is referring to the Defense Production Act, which allows the president to force American companies to keep their products here.
The company has said it is ramping up production in the hopes of meeting demand. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some light precipitation is possible this morning as much colder air has settled into south-central Kansas with a clearing sky, or high in the low 40s with gusty north winds. Clear and quiet tonight, our low 31. High pressure then moves on off to the east tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and 53, 65 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, north wind gusting to 31 miles per hour, 28 degrees, the wind chill is 14. Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2020. On this date in 1968, civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered what turned out to be his final speech, telling a rally of striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee, that I've been to the mountaintop and seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. About 20 hours later, King was felled by an assassin's bullet at the Lorraine Motel. This is the day that he gave his last speech, and it was a dandy. It was a tremendous one. All right, a Texas radio host and financial consultant who admitted to conning elderly listeners out of millions of dollars in a Ponzi scheme was sentenced to 25 years in prison. 25 years. Are you kidding me? Sentence was imposed as part of a plea deal that William Neal Doc Gallagher, 79, agreed with Dallas County prosecutors, the Dallas Morning News reporting. He was ordered to pay more than $10 million in restitution. Prosecutors say Gallagher targeted older Christian listeners of his show called The Money Doctor and met with them to discuss what he said was a risk-free income. He guaranteed annual returns of 5% to nearly 9% if they invested in securities with him, according to the criminal complaint. He described it as a retirement income you'll never outlive. Gallagher, who
It all sounds great.
Gallagher, who was not licensed to advise clients on securities, received up to $29.2 million from about 60 investors.
Yeah, he obviously found some takers.
Yeah, from December 2014 to January 2019. By January 31st, 2019, those accounts, they started, they were $29 million. They were down to $821,000. So apparently he didn't do too well for his investors. Had a little radio show down there in Texas.
So he was in his 70s when he was doing this.
Yeah. Well, 79?
He was bilking people his age.
Yep. He was had a little scheme going on there.
Now he's in prison.
Now he's going to go to 25 years. My goodness. 627, make it 637 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Thursday, the live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures traded with triple-digit downside and closed with expanded limits to the downside. Now, today, we will again have expanded daily trading limits. Now, the main fundamental reason for the sell-off yesterday was concerns that large, major meatpacking plants will need to reduce plant production or even shut down, as some smaller plants have been doing in the last week or so. Now, limiting the livestock slaughter will result in backing up live cattle and hog supplies that are slaughter ready. Now, cash cattle trade so far this week has been $112 to $113 in the feed yards. That is $7 to $8 lower than last week. At the close yesterday, June cattle, $4.50 lower at $83.07. May feeders down $6.75 at $111.65, and June hogs down $4.50 at $52.82. Now, wheat futures as of Thursday have gave back over 50% of their March gains. Now, this morning we are seeing some upside in our wheat market. December corn made another new contract low yesterday, and soybeans traded near their low of the last 2 weeks. Now, the weekly corn and soybean exports yesterday were good, but the wheat was on the poor side. At the moment, May KC wheat's 11¾ cents higher at 475½. May corn's 4 cents higher at 337½. May soybeans down a penny at 857¾. May crude oil trading $1.41 higher, 26.73. June gold down $3.80 at 1633.90. The June S&P 17.5 points lower, 2499. June dollar index 58 cents higher, $100.86. And June Dow Jones futures trading 168 points lower at 21,105. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, anything going on in Augusta over there in Butler County? Is the road slick, or have you been out? You probably haven't been out.
I've been told that they are in places, just like they are in Sedgwick County too, and especially north of us.
Yeah, we've got quite a collision system going on in Kellogg right now. Had several accidents up there this morning. It was drizzling and it was wet, and then all of a sudden the temperature got clear down to about 28, and you know what happens? That means freezing, right? At least it did in my science class in high school. And so they're going to take it easy out there. We've got the emergency accident reporting plan in place. And, don't add to all your other worries by getting in an accident. Take it slow and easy, right?
Exactly. And it looks like we're going to have cold temps again tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Are you going to have a good weekend? Are you going to, be in there staying at home with your lovely bride? you think?
Oh, I know she's got this to-do list that's longer than my arm, maybe longer than both arms.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to be pushing it in front of me every time she can. But we had a lot of yard work done last week. We was doing yard work the last couple evenings, too. So we're getting a lot of that behind us.
We did some yard work last week as well, but it looks like it's going to be a little cold to get out there Saturday and Sunday this week. I don't know.
It just makes you work harder.
Oh, just put on an extra sweatshirt and go to town, huh?
You bet.
All right. Drive your tractor around, right?
Well, I'm exactly the opposite, Tom. I'm bailing.
Yeah. He's going to stay inside.
Bailing?
No, I'm not working harder. I'm working less.
Yeah.
Dad's always one step ahead of us, Steve.
That's right. Or we're one step behind. Oh, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it? All right.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Tom. 641 Steve and Ted. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Keep it here. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way, and he is going to enlighten us today on money. That's coming up.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on
KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.